The Run Home with Joel and Fletch. Introducing the Hyundai Staria Load. The only van with ANCAP 5-star and platinum safety rating. All your faves in one place, including AFL, NRL and Formula One on KO Sports. It's time for the Doyens of Drive. Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher. The Run Home with Joel and Fletch on SEN starts now.
Yes, hello everyone and welcome to The Run Home with Joel and Fletch. All thanks to Hyundai and KO. Yes, I'm a little bit dusty, not because of a reason that Fletch may be, but the man flu. You forget about the man flu. No flu shot this year. No COVID though. I'm pleased to say I've done the test. Introducing the Staria Load, the van that's huge on safety and all your faves in one place, including AFL, NRL and Formula One on KO Sports. We welcome our listeners through 1170 SEN in Sydney, 1620 SEN on the Gold Coast, and our listeners via SENQ on DAB+. You can also listen via the SEN app. That was a tip we gave you as you went to Magic Round, because you can magically get the SEN wherever you like. Download the SEN app at the App Store or Google Play Store. We have our usual compadres here. Gibbo is here, Brooksy's here, and Marco, our man from Scotland, he's here. We're going to introduce him a little bit later on. You can have your say. Remember, you set the pace. And you can do that through the Ryko Filters call line, 1300 01 1170, or text 0457 736 736. Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. The moniker there is at Joel Fletch SEN. Now, I don't have full pockets, but I should. There are sliding doors sometimes on the weekend. I'm sitting there, KO Sports, of course, across to the pub and out the front. And I've got no doubt this bloke gave great consideration to the tip he's about to give me. It goes to Nathan Heimer. Excuse me. It goes to Brian Fletcher. Brian, how does this game play out? The Dragons and the Titans, he said, golden point, here we come. Or something to the words of those effect. So I get it up in the bet slip. I put it on. I get distracted. Forget about it. And all of a sudden, the game's going to golden point. And I'm pleased to say the man of Marvel is back. The man of magic has made it back. How are you, Brian?
I'm going very well, Sugar. Brooksy, Gibbo, and listeners. And Marco, welcome to Australia. It's only been here for 5 weeks.
I can tell in your pause how much thought. You must have given that tip like hours of thought, did you?
No, I didn't. But it was a great weekend.
Yeah.
Magic Round. I know there's people want to take Magic Round around Australia, but it'd be very hard to beat the Saturday, the 12 hours from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. I had at Saturday at the Port Office Hotel.
Mm.
Brisbaneites, they just came out. It was magical.
Yeah.
So it was 500 blokes in this pub that Hindy and I took over. Not 1 ounce of security.
Wow.
Not 1 ounce of RSA.
Wasn't that Gordon's job?
Yeah, Gordon had to work.
Oh, right.
So Gordon didn't turn up.
Yeah.
And there wasn't one bit of trouble.
No.
There was blokes hugging. We went on the punt. We had a trivia.
Yeah.
A bit of a footy trivia day. Meat raffle, badge draw.
Yeah.
Then the piano man came out, who was unbelievable, singing all the sing-along songs.
Yeah.
You know, piano man. What else did he come out? Wonderwall, all that.
Oh, yeah.
So this was about 6 o'clock.
I love that vibe.
We won 5 in a row on the punt because we went around the room and said, righto, because I had a tip. I backed the duel in race one at Flemington, $2.50. So I just thought I'd get it out of the way. I went around the room. I said, boys, let's get 10 bucks in each. Boys and girls, a few ladies there. We collected 1,000. This was off the bat. And I said, what should we do with it? And they just said, 50%, 500 on duel.
Yeah.
So that won. Then we won 5 in a row.
Wow.
It was just... You know, when you're all together and you're
winning. No, nothing better.
There's nothing better.
No.
And blokes were quite nervous. I said, righto, who's keen to, you know, step up the mark and give us a tip? And guys are going, oh. But when one guy did it, he won. Everyone, it just, and so forth. Anyway, we ended up winning about 8.5.
Yeah.
Dropped a little bit late.
That's okay.
And collected 6.5, which a lot of the guys that were originally there had gone.
Mm.
And they would email or Instagram me saying, Fletch, what are we going to do with the winnings?
So what would that be roughly? They're 10 bucks turned into what, you reckon?
10
probably
bucks.
Probably 100 bucks or something? Or
probably. More, wouldn't
that? Yeah, I don't know. Depends how many win in it. But
well, there was about 80.
Beautiful.
So what's 6 grand divided by 80?
Yeah.
To me.
The best part of probably call it a bit over 600.
600. Yeah. So instead of doing that, we're donating it to the clubs up there in Lismore that got affected by the rain.
Perfect.
The floods. So.
Perfect.
It was just a brilliant weekend. I had a fun time.
Yeah, that's I love that stuff, Brian.
Yes,
when you're in a pub like that, how wounded are you?
I'm pretty bad.
Are you?
I'm pretty bad. You're probably hearing my throat.
No, but you look good.
I'm off the drink.
Yeah,
I'm off the carbs.
Mm.
Found I had a lot of indigestion because I was getting on the red wine because I was going around. I was quite the publican, going to different groups, and I'd go and I ended up with these gentlemen, a bit older.
Yeah,
And they were drinking this fine wine. And I just said, righto, boys, I'll step into this. And I got carried away and I got a little bit of reflux.
So tell me, was it 2 or 3 days at the pub?
One.
Oh, one day?
It was just one day, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Right.
Friday was a different. I wasn't really had to work on Friday, but right. I couldn't help myself.
Yeah.
Saturday is where it was at.
Yes.
And I was dusty as all get out.
Because as we warned you, Brian, day one you get too excited.
I've got Friday night fever.
Yeah, Friday night fever. Can I just say how proud I was of you today, listening to Brandy and Vossie, and we have infiltrated their program. So you know how I like to say in the intro that, you know, Ryko Fielder's call line, 1300 01 1170. You set the agenda. You take us to where we need to go. Text line 0457 736 736. Well, Simon was on the text line for Vossie and Brandy this morning.
Mm.
He said, you know how you blokes say that we set the agenda, the listeners? We set the agenda? What about we do this? So he came up with his own topic, right?
Yeah.
And it was an aubergine ambush. He said, Vossie, Brandy, get your listeners to text in an aubergine, an eggplant, if blah, 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 blah. And I forget what the topic was. And then about five minutes later, Vossie says, I can't see any texts. It's all I'm seeing is eggplants on the screen. So Simon was the culprit there.
Good on you, Simon.
Yes.
I tell you who I did run into, Michael from Singapore.
Did you?
Yeah, Michael.
He said he was going there, didn't he?
He was an avid listener. So he was only over 3 days.
Yeah.
And had a chat to him, and he's got a package for us. So what he's gone to do is, remember talking about Singapore slings?
Yeah.
So he went to Raffles, and he's got us a care package, and it's got three different ingredients, and we're going to make Singapore slings. He wants them made live on air.
Wow.
We won't put any alcohol in it.
Yep.
Wink, wink. And as you can't because of the codes.
Yes, that's right.
We did that code thing.
Yes.
And we're going to, like, critique it.
Speaking of, they were on fire this morning, Vossie and Brandy. So speaking about codes, the radio codes, they've now got a stinger. When Gary from Newtown calls up, it's an advice alert.
Oh, right.
Advice alert. That was very, very good. Gary, give us a call, by the way. I'd love to hear some advice.
Gary, advice.
1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say. Text 0457 736 736. Well, I was going to say that you had been to Magic Round previously, but you didn't properly live it, did you? You're in that bubble.
Well, this is the third Magic Round, Ben.
My third.
Bubble.
Easily the best one.
Bubble.
No, the Magic Round. Is it caught fire, you think?
Oh, yeah, this was, yeah. Mm. Other than the atrocities of those blokes fighting, which is pretty ordinary.
Yeah.
But the, I think the weather might have kept a few people away, but everyone was happy. It was a cracking weekend. Brisbane's a really good city.
Yeah.
I didn't realise how good it is.
No.
Because, you know, when you play, you just go up, a lot of people go to Melbourne thinking it's trendy, and which it is, but Brisbane's it's good. The good restaurants, good bars.
You're not moving it from there, are you?
I don't think
it
so.
Works.
Maybe Auckland.
Yeah.
It might work. It would work in Auckland, I think. But I'm not going anywhere else.
Yeah, I'm Ian from the Rugby League. I've lost a note. From the Mustangs, the Marconi Mustangs.
Yeah.
And Italy, he sent us some jerseys to wear. So there's some more gifts from
look at the size of them.
Our loyal listeners. Yeah, I will not be getting into the medium. I know that much.
No, they're very tight. So something happened to me this afternoon, at lunchtime today. I want to get your advice if anyone's... It's ever happened to them. So Britt and I were walking the dogs and we ran across another parent from the school and she had a head down and a phone and I said, hey, so-and-so.
Yeah.
And she was freaking out. I'm saying, what's wrong? She goes, got to call the cops. I think it's a home invasion. I'm going, what do you mean it's a home invasion? She said, I could hear my son, because they've got cameras and audio and hear my son screaming and there was someone at the front door and she just took off. And Britt goes, we've got to go to there. We know where they live. Yeah. So we jumped in the car and drove over and we beat her there. Anyway, cop cars was turning up and it was coming down the street actually. And I pressed on the button because her son was staying home from school.
Right.
And
How old, roughly?
I think he's about 13.
Yeah.
He was crook. And so I've buzzed on the door and thinking, Britt goes, there's going to be someone up there. Da, da, da. Anyway, he comes down. The young bloke, he says, oh, Fletch, how you going? I said, mate, are you all right? And he goes, yeah, what's wrong? He said, your mum's just freaking out saying she heard you screaming and there was someone at the door. He goes, well, someone at the door, yeah, the delivery man was, like, Coles was here and they're screaming, oh, I'm playing rugby league 4 and I got to Golden Point. And I think that might be, and I kicked the field goal. So by that stage, his mum had driven in.
Yeah.
she's off the bit, freaking out, yeah, saying, but I heard you screaming. And he goes, yeah, yeah, I won 33-32. Oh, it was very, you know, she was very, very worried, but all things have come good. So I'm just wondering, has anyone ever, have you ever seen a crime being, like catch anyone in the?
Yes. No, I was. We were in. We had flown over to the States, and you get there at 8 o'clock in the morning. So we're making our way to Disneyland. So what we did first, we thought we've got to stay awake here. We go down to Santa Monica, we ride the bikes, and we do all that. Come back. Okay, it's time to drive to Disneyland. I forget the drive, but I was battling big time. It was such a hard drive. So instead, have you been to Disneyland there, Brian?
Anaheim.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you go to that Orange
County?
Is it Orange County where the shops are?
Oh, no.
Orange something.
No, the Grove.
The Grove. Yeah. Right, so we're hunting around the Grove. And this bloke comes out with a brand new skateboard and knocks it off. So I've filmed it all. The bloke's gone changing down. Best cover defense you've ever seen. Whack.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing I've really seen. But what I have ascertained, Brian, that I would be very ordinary at if I had to give witness to something. Like, I don't think I'd have a strong recall as to what I had just seen.
Why?
Well, I just think it goes. Like, I've seen it and it goes. Like, would you?
Yeah, I'd be pretty good. Because I'm a detective, you know.
Yeah, you
that.
Are.
But I'm worrying. 0457 736 736. Listeners, have you ever caught a criminal in the act?
Well, I think I have. Can we go to a... Is it too early to do a Fletchy's fiscal?
No.
I don't know if this is criminal, but this is... I think it's fraudulent. Mm. And I believe I'm now becoming a detective. Can we just... Hit the tapes, please, Gibbo. Working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing. Yes, a big windfall, so I'm told, via the paper. Former NRL player Brian Fletcher cashes in on Sydney pub boom in a $10 million sale.
Yes.
Ooh. Wow, First Point mortgage brokers, no more pretty sure, be certain. He's pretty sure about that. Now, I go on, and this is the quote. Now, what I'm going to get Gibbo to do, if you recognise a word that you've never heard him say before in your life, just give it a ting. I'm very sceptical as to, it says here, Mr. Fletcher said, right?
Yes,
as in Mr. Brian Fletcher.
That's me.
It has been a great journey with that little pub. And as a consortium, we have elected to pursue other capital deployment objectives at this juncture, Mr. Fletcher said. Mm. I mean, give me strength. In no planet have you given that quote.
Look. No, I haven't. I haven't, but I was asked about it. Should I put the quote in? And I said, yeah.
Just say you've said it for the first time. Can you just read it from your own lips?
Well, ask me. Ask me, why did you sell the pub?
Well, why did you sell the pub, Brian?
Look, Shug, it's been a great journey with that little pub.
Mm.
And as a consortium, we've elected to pursue other capital deployment objectives at this juncture.
Oh, you're a flog.
Can I just clarify this? This is clickbait of the highest order.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
Pub didn't sell for 10.
Yeah.
Sold for about nine and a half.
Yeah.
Two, we weren't the owners.
Yeah.
We were the lessor.
Yeah.
Lessee.
Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah. So we're just leasing the business.
Yeah.
So out of that 10 million, they had to buy our lease out.
Yes.
So we don't get 10.
No, not at this juncture. No.
No. And the deployment is going.
As a consortium,
I got 2/5 of FA in this pub. So it is a lot of. That's clickbait.
The bait of the click.
That's why you've hence to elect to pursue other capital deployment objectives at this juncture.
Yeah, that is not criminal.
No, it's fraudulent. That's what.
No, not it's you. Not. It's not fraudulent.
Well, you have not said that.
A ghostwriter.
Oh, yes, a ghostwriter has. Yes, you have.
I could speak like that. Let's say.
Speaking of fraud.
Juncture.
Speaking of fraud, we have been obsessed by a certain podcast, Liar Liar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Tommy Steinfort and Kate McClymont have, they narrate said podcast, Sydney Morning Herald, of course, and Channel 9. Both the greats there, Kate McClymont and Tommy Steinfort. We are up to date. It is the Tooth Fairy, the most recent episode. Every Monday they sort of drop. Mm. It talks about Melissa Caddick. Intriguing story. We're going to catch up with Sydney Morning Herald Chief Investigative Reporter Kate McClymont a little bit later in the program. We're going to catch up with the coal miner, and we're going to catch up with the Texan.
The Texan, yes. He's a listener favourite.
Yeah.
Up in Brisbane Magic Ground, people were just frothing over the Texan.
Yeah.
They're just, where is he? And I said, the deployment of him will be coming at a pretty soon juncture. No, so he did an Ironman.
Yes.
A full Ironman.
Oh, he's done the Ironman.
He's done the Ironman. 3.8K swim. Now, he's from Texas. Yes. They don't swim.
No.
180K bike ride.
Yes.
Which he did.
Yes.
And a 42K run.
Wow.
It's phenomenal what he did.
That is phenomenal.
He's a high achiever.
Yep.
We're on the lower end of that high achieving.
Yes.
But he's gonna. We'll have a chat to him at 4:30. If you've got any questions for the Texan, 0455 736 736, Ryko Fielders.
Yes, and he's one of those blokes, if he says, and you say this to me, Brian, if he says, I'm doing this,
yeah,
there's no ifs, there's no buts, he's marching on
which
with
is it. Punished sometimes, because you know when you're on the piss.
Yeah,
and
you're trying to bend an arm.
No, you just say, oh, yeah, let's play golf. Yeah, let's play golf. I can play next week, Friday. He'll ring you on Monday, goes, Brian, I've lucked in, and so you got to go.
Yeah.
He makes you accountable.
We all love a promise on the sauce, don't we?
Oh, I love a promise on the sauce, but I don't like being held accountable for anything.
So what we're looking for is the teams. It is Teamless Tuesday. Teams will drop in about 40 minutes. I will ask, what are some of the bigger questions here? Will Nicho Hynes go back to halfback, Brian?
1,000,000%.
Yeah.
I'm not backing him until he goes back to seven.
No, I think I'm with you too. They just got to make that happen. 1300 01 1170. Teamless Tuesday, so get your cups in. I think I've got a good one today, but I can come up with a shocking idea. I do have an idea, though. Speaking about delay grades. So today, beautiful sunny day. One of my kids was playing in the Buckley Shield, Brian. So you know what the Buckley Shield is?
He had a buck and beauty last week.
Yes.
Is that him?
Yes.
Gary Bacanara?
Yes.
I love that.
Can we
find that, Gibbo? Sorry, mate. Later, we'll go to the break with that.
12th man.
12th
okay.
man.
Okay, beautiful. So the Buckley Shield has been around forever, right? It's an under-14 statewide competition. It's a knockout for all the public schools, right? So we go down, and I'm gobsmacked by this is not a rule for junior sport. So very early on, you know that it's one-way traffic. The game ends up 50 or 60 to blot.
Gotcha.
Right? So what happens is they have a thing called the mercy rule, right, where in junior rugby league, if it gets to a certain score, okay, let's just call it off. That's not what we want. Kids don't play rugby league to play less time playing rugby league.
No.
It's a very, very simple measure, Brian. So kids grow up in dominant teams, and usually the team who's winning in under-11s are possibly winning in under-14s, and
Correct.
We see that all the time, right?
Yes.
The dominant kids come all the way through, and then the other teams struggle for numbers. Why do they struggle for numbers? Because the poor buggers are just kicking off all day.
Yep.
That's what happened in this game. It was 95% possession to one team, 5% to the other team. Very simple rule. You lead by 20, the other team stops kicking off. They tap off and get the ball because it does two things. The poor buggers who are just deflatingly walking back to the halfway line, right, with every walk back to the halfway line, they're less and less a chance of wanting to play rugby league again, right? Mm. That's not fun for anyone. And the other side of things is, for the better teams who parents think, you know, their kids winning 40-50-0 each week, their kids are going to be superstars, well, they're not tackling. They're not doing any tackling because they've got the bloody ball all the time. So for me, junior rugby league, if you're listening, both in school and out of sport, it's a very simple solution. If a team is up after the conversion by 20 or more, let the buggers tap off. Give them the ball. Let them play a bit of rugby league. They're not just there to cart the ball up, kick it off, defend, walk back up. It is such an easy fix, Brian.
You are not confusing me here.
No.
I'm happy with this one.
Yeah.
Could you play drop-off for the team who's... Well,
they just want to get the ball, these kids. They don't want to be walking the ball back to the halfway line, kicking off 50. That does not serve the team with the ball any good. It doesn't serve the team who hasn't got the ball any good. It's just a S-H-I-T proverbial sandwich, Brian.
So as soon as you get to 20?
As soon as you lead by 20.
Okay.
And if that lead comes 20. Down, well, then it goes back to... So after every kick, you go, okay, what's the score? Okay, well, bang, we're kicking off. What's the score? Okay, they lead by 20. We're tapping off. We're getting to go at the ball.
Yeah.
Plus you get in the field position from tapping off at halfway.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's... solid.
Teams winning, and every single competition has got the dominant team who just score tries for fun. They've got 80% possession. Anyway, there's a delay grade. We're going to have a bit of fun on the other side of this. 1300 01 1170. We're going to chat to our man from Scotland, Marco, very shortly. The coal miners coming up. Liar, liar podcast narrator. Sydney Morning Herald chief investigative reporter Kate McClymont's going to join us, and the Texan fired up for that. But more importantly, it's Teamless Tuesday. So the teams for round 11 will be out at 4 o'clock. We want your cups. We want your cups. And of course, Brian's got a couple of tickets to give it away. Just before we go to the break, hit the song, Gibbo, because our man has got his teams in. Okay, here's to get your thinking on board here. Knights taking the Broncos. The Scatman, Alan Katzman, on Twitter. He said, the Corbin Sims book of hymns. The Stevie Crouch pocket pouch. That's the Eels taking the Seagulls. The Leeson Armour pickle jar. So that gives you an idea of what we're looking for. We don't want to see cups. We don't want to see plates. Mm. We want to see a little bit of funkiness. That's what we want to see. 1300 01 1170. Quick break and back with more. The Ryko Fielders call line is yours. 1300 01 1170. Text 0457 736 736. Twitter, Instagram, TikTok at Joel Fletch SEN.